Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're on day two of a week focused on a new walk. And all this week, we're going to be looking at different scriptures from 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, as John had a lot to say about our walk, the way we live, how we do life. And today we're starting out 1st John 1, 7. John writes, "And God tells us that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another." I love this. We're going to look at the second half of this verse tomorrow, but I love this first part because it not only gives us the result, what we should anticipate to happen, He gives us the criteria, the how. The result is fellowship with one another. The how to do that, the criteria is that our walking in the light needs to imitate Jesus. I've always been fascinating in the Gospels. We read that Jesus claiming that and stating that He is the light of the world. That no one that comes to Him would ever walk in darkness. And I get that. I understand Jesus being the light of the world, illuminating all of the things that would often trip me up. The more difficult part to grasp fully is Jesus also says that you are the light of the world. And I believe His instruction was very clear. Even though at that time in His ministry, it wasn't really understood well, and I'm not so sure it's understood well yet. But our role as ambassadors of Jesus, as representatives of God's kingdom here on earth, is to be the light of the world. Not that we're all that bright ourselves, but that Jesus is seen in us. If I have a really fancy ornate lamp in the house, most people would say that that lamp is the light of that room. But the truth is, that's only true if there's something in it that gives off light. If I put a light bulb in it. And in reality, it doesn't make that much difference how fancy that lamp is if the bulb that's in it is really light. And it may change the way people look at it. But in the midst of darkness, we long for any light. And I believe in a similar manner, we have this opportunity to walk in the light. Because we walk in the presence, with the presence of Jesus. Oh, our packages may not look the same. Some people will be more polished and fancy than others, and some will be more plain and seemingly built for function over looks. But if the bulb that's inside, if the light that's inside is the same light, the result ought to be the same. That we walk in fellowship with one another. You see, this lamp, God calls His Word a lamp, His truth, light, to guide our steps, to guide our direction. But so many times we go about in this lamp and we forget to turn the light on. And we stumble in the darkness. And those around us stumble when we should have been helping them to see. You see, walking in the light as Jesus is in the light creates with it an illumination like no other. A time to look and examine. We're not talking an underpowered bulb here. There are times where I'll be looking for something and the room is just so dimly lit that I miss what I'm trying to find. And I'll go get a better light, a purer light. And search. And so many times the purity of the light helps me to find what I'm looking for. And I believe that's part of what John gets at when he says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light. It's not making up our own light. It's not being satisfied with imitations. It's being filled with the true and real light. So many times we read of Jesus quoting Scripture. And many times as He would quote it, He would clarify the action that Jesus and that His Father was expecting to come out of the instruction that had already been given. On that great Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking, "You have heard it said." He wasn't, at that point, really giving them new commands, new instructions, that He was giving them new application, at least new compared to the way they were living it. It was the same application that God had intended all along. You have heard it said, you shall not murder, but I tell you, if you live with hate in your heart, then you've broken this command. You've not walked in the light as I am in the light. And that's the power of walking in the light as Jesus is in the light, is that we see things for what they are. And we see His Word as truth, not as something to redefine according to our desires, according to our culture, according to what we want. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on. So many times we hear, "I've learned to read the Bible for what it says to me rather than for what I've been taught." And there's just enough element of truth in that that it's dangerous. Now, if you've been taught incorrectly, that's a whole other issue. But most often when I hear that statement, it's by someone who is redefining a sinful action to no longer be sin. God could not have meant that because, and on the excuse goes. You see, walking in the light as He is in the light says all of that is visible. All of that is seen. We are unable to hide. And while on the surface that would look like it's a dangerous thing when it comes to fellowship with one another, it can be a pretty scary thing to be exposed, to be seen, to be seen accurately, to be seen fully. We might think that that would hinder fellowship with one another. But you look at the life of Jesus and the fellowship that He would have, not only with His disciples, but with the crowds that would follow Him. And it's this light of Jesus. You see, that's the key to this fellowship with one another, is walking in the light as He is in the light. Makes it easy, or at least it ought to make it easy, to have fellowship with others who are also walking in the light as He is in the light. You see, we reach that point of commonality, of realizing we're all on the same level. We're all illuminated by Jesus. We're all representing Him in whatever package that God has created us to be. And in the midst of darkness, and we definitely live in the midst of darkness at these times, it's not all that critical. Whether the light that you grab looks like a Tiffany lamp or it looks like a Walmart knockoff, if the actual light in it is Jesus, you don't have to be somebody else. You simply have to walk in the light as He is in the light. Allow His presence to fill you so that the light from within draws you to fellowship with others who carry that same light. As we pray today, I would encourage you to spend time listening to God, reflecting on His Word, reflecting on what it means for Him to be the light of the world, and reflecting on what it means for you to be the light of the world. And as you reflect on this kind of light, consider if there's something God is calling you to do in regard to sharing that light, but also in regard to having fellowship with others who are filled with the light of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love has called us to Yourself. It has called us into Your light. Not only called us into Your light, but has put Your light within us through the presence of Your Spirit, through our ability to hide Your Word in our hearts and our minds. Father, today as I pray, I ask that we would be mindful of the light that is ours to carry, and that we would not put so much emphasis on the lamp itself, but we would pay attention to the source of the light that shines out from it. Father, that we would seek others who are walking in the same light, that we would walk in fellowship with one another. And Father, as we walk in this light and it illuminates the corners of our life that have been covered in darkness for whatever length of time, I pray that we would use that light to clean up, to recognize the things that we may have held on to that should have been cleaned out of our dwelling a long time ago. But Father, rather than that light exposing those shadowy corners, bringing embarrassment, or may it help lead us to greater fellowship. As we walk more and more fully in the light of Jesus, Father, as we consider how He is in the light, we recognize the very fullness of Your presence, the very fullness of all glory. And Father, may we seek that in the way that we walk. May our desire be to grow in this glorious light, to grow in this resulting fellowship, to know that we have the presence of the one true light, the one who has come to bring light into the world, a very dark world. And Father, may we walk with that same sense of purpose, that we would take the light of Jesus that's within us, and that it not only illuminates the shadowy corners of our life, but that it would bring light into the darkness around us. That the people who we work with, the people that we do life with, the people that we pass by on the streets that we don't even know, would see the light of Jesus in us, that they would recognize a glimmer at least of hope. Father, as we live life, may we seek to live in such fellowship with one another that this light of Jesus makes sense to the people around us that are living in darkness. May part of the light that they see be the hope and the joy and the encouragement that comes from fellowship. May this light that we walk in help us to know that we never walk alone. That in our darkest days and moments, that we not only have a light within us, we have a family that carries this same light. A family that has been called together in fellowship. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would know the joy of fellowship that comes to those who walk in the light of Jesus. They would not only know that joy of fellowship, but they would walk in that light in their schools, on the recreation fields, wherever they go. May they not be overcome by the darkness of this world, but may the light of Jesus draw them into fellowship, not only with one another, not only with those who also share this light, but most importantly, draw them into full fellowship with Jesus. Father, for those today that are walking in, some are walking in darkness, some are walking in the valley of the shadow of death and so uncertain of life, I pray that your light will shine brightly so that we can be in fellowship with one another. Oh, Father, I continue to lift up my friend Cal and his family. Pray specifically that you would strengthen him, that the dialysis that they're trying to do would accomplish what it needs to do, that his body would be strong enough to endure it, that you would bring healing and restoration to his body, that you would continue to strengthen and give courage to his family. Father, today, may we look at Jesus more fully than ever before. May we see him as the light of the world. And may you help us to walk in that light just as he is in it. That your light would go out into every dark place, because your people go out. And may our fellowship with one another be strengthened, and may it grow as we walk in the light. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.